time.
Everyone's just thinking the davening. I say this far. It's Tuesday, Thursday. And why you to make you think more often during the day? That's a mile of it. You have to know what day it is.
So there's no night
shift
tonight.
Whoa!
That's what I don't.
No, it's just that it's on campus instead of being off campus. There's that interesting idea which applies to the days of Nisan. In getting ready for the Yom Tov, the Chofetz Chaim opens up a vintage piece of the Chofetz Chaim and an insight into who he was. He writes at the Gemara Sanhedrin has in Sadi Zion and Base. And the pasuk in Yeshaya Lachen Yechakeh Hashem Lachananchem. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechakeh u'misaveh leviyas haMashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting till then and mechakeh u'misaveh. That's really the pshat in Lel Shimurim. Lel Shimurim is we have been hugging of Lel Shimurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. But the pshat in pasuk of Lel Shimurim Hulachem is that it was from the lashon of V'aviv shamaris hadavar, right? It says the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, right? By the mountain, when Yaakov Avinu hears the chalomos of Yosef, so it says V'aviv shamaris hadavar means Yaakov Avinu was waiting for this to happen. So the word shamar in Chumash can mean to watch over something, or to watch for something. Right? In English, they have a similar phrase. But so Leil Shemurim is the day Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. It was the evening that the Rabbonu Shalom had set aside for Geula. And that's why at the end of the Seder, one of the piyutim is Vehi v'chatzi alayla. And we begin with Avraham Avinu. That also took place. That battle, according to the Medrash, took place on Leil Pesach. Leil Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to bring Geul, and there were different opportunities that presented themselves. So, Lechein Yechakeh Hashem Lechananchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechakeh U'misaveh Leviyas HaMashiach. The Gemara in Tzadi Zion says, Mechu Mechakeh, Bonu Mechakeh, Mi'akeh. So what's going on? We want Mashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Mashiach. So what's happening? So the Gemara says, Midas Hadin Ma'akevus. In other words, we're not Roy. Midas Hadin Mekadreges HaKol Yisrael. Just like in the Bizman HaGu'ula, the Midas Hadin was saying, Halolu Oivdei Avedazara, Halolu Oivdei Avedazara. So the Midas Hadin is Mekadreg now as well. The Ba'avane Seinu Rabim Onu Royim B'yameinu Eila. He writes, Be'i Korei there's such large groups of Klal Yisrael that are not connected at all to the Rabbanu Shem's Torah. Einom samim alev es goyda lachet v'ovin shosim. People don't even have an appreciation of how serious the chait is. And that was the Chofetz Chaim writing in probably the early 1900s. Halachas kama v'kama, if we look at and events now. If we really want Geula, so we have to do introspection. Have to do almost the avoid of tshuva. It's an interesting way of looking at things that Chodesh Tishrei and Chodesh Nisan are not so different from each other. Chodesh Tishrei is tshuva mitoyach din, and Chodesh Nisan is tshuva because of readying ourselves and finding for geula. Amarti lenafshi, Chofetz Chaim says, I was thinking, oili im oimar, oili im loy oimar. He says, I have no good choices over here. Im oimar. If I spell out what Jews need to hear, if I want to awaken Jews to do tshuva, I'm going to have to start listing the things that he sees Klal Yisrael is doing wrong. He says a very frightening thing. This is, again, this is in the early part of the 1900s. Hakol ki tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachov. So see, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, I'll write it up, and people will be able to say, tzidik ha-din, or whatever is happening to Yisrael. V'chol atzori sa'boi salinu hu mi Hashem. And we'll see that the difficulties we have, part of Ashkocha ki chotonu loy. V'ein ze kovid l'chal Yisrael. He says, but I write that, what he's saying, I'll be able to be tzidik ha-do tzidik ha-din, but not covered for Klal Yisrael, for me to write all the difficult ulehipach, ulehefach, im loyo imar. Let's say I keep quiet. Ve'eretz b'chol ha'achilus lamitz toiv aleihem, and I will try as hard as I can to be mamlitz tov, to defend Klal Yisrael. Here also you see the Chofetz Chaim, you see the epitome of an onov. The anivus of the Chofetz Chaim was remarkable, the sense of pashtus that he had. But he knew who he was. If I'm going to defend the Jewish people, he knew where he stood. But then if I'm going to start telling Klal Yisrael that we're good and we are under unbelievable pressure from the powers around us and the culture around us, and I can only imagine what the Chofetz Chaim would have come up with, the different hamlotzes, he says. So then what's going to happen is I'm going to be able to defend Klal Yisrael, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, people are going to have tainus against the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't figure out all the everything that the Chofetz Chaim is defending for us. He says that what's happening to the Jewish people now, impossible to describe. Ein bias b'Yisroel shle nogel b'yoroch as v'sholem. Every Jewish home has been impacted. So either it's not b'chavik to Jewish people, or I'll be kind to Jewish people, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks bad. The Torah is against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if I say nothing at all, so then I'm part of the problem. Because Alonin did bomb the din, Achmir Esh Mishana, they'll say, the Chavitz Chaim, Maduwa lo yechachnu leklal Yisroel, lo kiyamnu mamar novi, hageid lami pisham lo veisakim chato isam. So what do you do? Alkein, huska metzli, likach derech im tzoivu. So I decided to take a middle way, called the third approach, the third way. Lizoreis ha'om alin yonim achodim. Shame shorishim b'inyonei avodas Hashem b'kiyum mitzvayso. As I decided, I'm going to encourage the Jewish people on shorishim, on root issues, root ideas. V'kasher nisaken inyonim elu, and if we're misaken the root, yitukan memela harbe inyonim beiz Hashem. That will bring about a Yeshua. And many others. You look at the table of contents of this Sefer, Beis Yisrael. The table of contents is Tfilah, Kriyashma, Tfilin, Dusha Shabbos, Tarsim Mishpacha, Talmud Torah. More about Talmud Torah. Then about Tshuva. Then about Emunah. So it's an interesting approach that the Chofetz Chaim was Solel Derech. And then he goes on to start. Al Shloisha Dvarmoy Lamamed, but Mamish Yisaitis begins to discuss Tefillah. It's an interesting Mahalach that, first of all, you see the Chofetz Chaim saw himself, and you see the absolute unconditional love he had for Klal Yisrael. And then he said this Mahalach of going back to the Shorashim. So I was thinking that very much is Nisan. That very much is the Avoida of Pesach. The Avoida of Pesach is Achzorah Mekoris. The Avoida of Pesach very much is back to discuss Yisaitis Emunah. The Leil Seder, we'll discuss it, but the Leil Seder is very much a night to be Mechazek and to transfer from one door to another, you say this emuna. Okay, so I'm also we're torn over here. Some of you want to be able to grapple with Rav Chaim on your own, not in shir. I didn't. Usually, it's good not to press the send button. This one, I didn't press the send button, so you only didn't get Makaris till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and didn't have time to draw on Rav Chaim. So what we'll try to do is first of all to bring two more masmerim to what we discussed yesterday. The side of Bamachteris, the Lashon HaRambam. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, alright, a pop-up, okay. I got my first pop-up, okay. here we go. Okay, so the...
We can start there. I had a question yesterday on the Rambam.
Good.
We were talking about the difference between Rodef and
Bamachteris.
I saw that the Rambam mentions that if someone kills the Ganav, that he's Pater. When it says Pater, does it mean Pater of al-Aser, or does it mean Pater of Mutter? Because as opposed to regular Rodef, we have a Chiyah.
Good question. Lachar means Pater of Mutter. Because the Rambam writes that a person has a Heter. So how else could the Rambam have said it? He said it is Rishos.
He did say Rishos.
So I was looking more carefully to see if there is Yishmael and Dayek, so I was looking for that line. Okay, so again, so Zach brought us into the sugya. So what we pointed out yesterday is that a Baba Machtera seems to be a part of the parish of Rodef. Right, doesn't seem to be. It is part of the parasha of Rodef. That Abba Machteres, interestingly, is that the Rambam includes it in Geneva, not in the parasha of Rodef. But we pointed out that Abba Machteres is, we see from the Shakel Betari of the Sugya, that Abba Machteres, the Yesoda Sugya, is a combination between being some kind of Maisa Beisdin. A virtual ma'aseh beis. A ma'aseh beis shenimser kol echad v'yechad. Right? As we gave a moshel. Moshel and the dugma that we gave is the when the chazan does birchas ha'chodesh on Shabbos Mevorchim, the Rav said he's doing that as like a shlichu sayu beis din. It's part of the process of announcing the kiddush ha'chodesh. Similarly, when Ezra's Torah writes the Luach, and they publish the Luach, so they are fulfilling the mandate of a Beis Din, right? And that's what gives the Luach its tokef. So you have an event that the Torah said is done by Beis Din, last week's Parsha L'Chodesh, El Moshe L'Aaron, and we find, but it's done by Klal Yisrael. The Rav is a Mahalach. We didn't get to in the first parak. The Rav explains that there are certain situations where Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu then made the Beis Din the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that's how Klal Yisrael, in later times, when there's no Beis Din, so the job was given back to Klal Yisrael. So that's what I'm saying. It's a mashal. I can't say with certainty that's the exact same idea. Right? But the idea is that this is really a din. The Gemara seems to say that the Torah says the din of Rodef really belongs to Beis Din, but it doesn't belong to Beis Din because Pikuach Nefesh. But the Gemara doesn't say so now it's Nimsel Kol Yachid the Yachid. The Gemara says it still should be maybe a Sayif. So that's what we pointed out, that it seems to be that the din of Boba Machteres is a din that is both the din of Pikuach Nefesh and the din that's Nimsar to Beis. In other words, both the din of Pikuach Nefesh as well as some din of Biyatur HaMikavecha. Right now, Reb Chaim zeroes in on this without coming from, he obviously came from our Omud, but without referencing the Omud, those of you who got to the Chakir, Reb Chaim see that Reb Chaim really addresses that in the Kuda. of how the two pieces fit together. So then we went on to explain that the Maisa Beis Din, the virtual Maisa Beis Din, the Maisa Beis Din, that's Nimsa L'Chechem L'Yechad, is to establish who's the right and who's the Nirdav. And we pointed out via using Rosh Hameyach that it has to be that way. There has to be a kviyas of who the right and who the Nirdav is. And whereas the Nirdav knows who the right and who is, but the third party may not know. So there has to be some establishment, some kviyas, right? Maybe even a chal Hashem of who the right if is. So that is the ma'aseh base. Once I know who the right if is, I know who is eligible for pikuach nefesh. But that's how we left the two and work together. So I want to point out two things. One, two lashonis in the Rambam. When the Rambam defines right if, Harezu mitzvahs loy sase, shaloi lochus al nefesh eroidev. Echon mevushav v'echon kol dover sheyesh bo sakonas nefoshes. Right? Halacha Zayin is Ketzad. In Miziru v'arihu roidev acharov. Avo mishloi kibul av asro. Kevin shedayin du roidev harei ze nera. Echon mevushav v'echon kol dover sheyesh bo sakonas nefoshes. Echon the Isha Ochaz Asilisha Idnina Kosu Shekol Hachoyshev Akoyz Chaveroi Hakoya Me Misa Oisai Matsilin is a Nirdov Pekapoi Shalibroide. Then Eidon Yocholin Matsilin Oisai Afinavshoi. Look at the Lashon. Shekol Hachoyshev Akoyz Chaveroi. In other words, The Rambam is saying that you see from Bo Machteres that the establishment of the who their right eif is, the Torah teaches us begins even before the Maaseh Redifa per se. That's Bo Machteres. That's what we're pointing out. Bo Machteres is before right eif, in English we say before hot pursuit begins, before Redifa begins. The guy is Choyser. That's what the Rashi's lashon is, that he is, as he's digging in. He now is digging the tunnel.
Isn't that Paschos HaMaisa, though?
Correct. It is. So but it is. Hold on a second. But the point is, he still is not engaged in the Maaseh Redifa, just as the Yad Ramon, the Chidushon would say. That if the Nignav decides to let him step all over him, they may not be. Nobody needs to get killed over here. So the Torah says above Machteres, the lashon of the Rambam and Rashi is because he is coming with an intent to get this object. Right? That's what we've explained. He's an extreme ganav. Right, he's willing to get this object. He wants this object. Doesn't matter what gets in the way of his object. So he's coming to kill. Is he really coming to kill? No, he's coming because he wants the object. If it means killing, he's willing. So that's what the Rambam says. You see that Redifa is called Achoyshev Lakis Chaveroi. He's b'machshava. It is Ascholas Amaisa. But it's hard to say. In the context of above Machteres, there's another option. Buy out the Nignav.
He actualized it. If someone just spoke and said that, I'm saying there's a big difference. The Rambam's making a jump.
Correct.
Also over there, the Torah tells us.
No, okay, so what Rambam says is very important. Enachanami, that Kol Achoyshev L'Hakos Chaveroi probably means. But there is some kind of action that's already in place, which shows that he's choishev. Correct. Right. Now, let's go further up in the Lashon of Rambam. See something very interesting else. Rambam also, right, we're doing Hilchas, beginning of Reitzeich. Aleph of Reitzeich. Reitzeich is an Aleph of Reitzeich. So, in Perek Aleph. Aleph kol harig nefesh odom Yisrael. Oivim b'leisasa. Leisirtzach. Right? Im rotzach bezodoin, bifnei einim, misosai besayif. Nokim minokim. Mitzvah biyad girl adom. Girl adom, who yomis is a reitzeach. Right? Halacha number one is an isur mitzicha. Halacha number two, mitzvah biyad girl adom. Girl adom is called a rei yerusha. Loi rotza girl adom, ashel hay yochel amisai, ashe ein loi girl adom, beizden memisen ois is a tzech v'sayif. Interesting lashon. Torah says the girl adom is first crack. Girl adom can't do it? All right. But gets bumped up to beizden. Muzharin Bezin Shaloy Likach Koifer Min Aritzeach. And Bezin is told, no negotiating, right? The guy's up for Ritzicha. Afilu Ratza Girl Adam Lipotroy. Even the girl Adam says, look, it's really my job. And he wants to be Moichel. But the girl Adam comes to the Bezin. According to the way the Rambam looks at it, Goel Adom's job, and the Bezin undertaking it, the Goel Adom says he's moichel and no. She nafshei shel zeh haner kinyan Goel Adom. The kinyan kodesh baruch. This wasn't sent to the Goel Adom didn't have a violence over it. The ein lechon dover shikbid a Torah olov kishvichus dami leisachnif. Reitzeach. Shaharag bezodei. Ein mei misen oisei yo'edim v'lo yiroi moisei. Ad she yomei lebezin v'dinu lemisa. This is what I'm saying over here. Shenemar v'lo yomos haritzech en omnei lefnei yo'edu lemishva. So when we read the pasuk, we read due process. Right? We read no anarchy. Right? We read haritzeach and bring him to bezin. Let bezin deal with him. Right? The Rambam says, "Ritzeach shor bizodain." And there's no girl adam for any for some reason. Other girl adam is not taking it on. And they, but there are edim there, and the edim said, "We're going to bring you into Beis Din." Ein meimisen oisa ha edim v'lo yeroi moisa. Can't touch him. At sheyavi leBeis Din. This is after ritzeach. He did the ma'aser ritzeach already. Now look at the lesson of Rambam. Right? Who adin l'chol m'chuyim emisa? You should know, the Rambam says, not just Ritzeach, but Eva is chayim misa. You know, a guy who was m'chal shabbos for Hesia, and there ain't him there, and he's, why bother going to Beis Din? There's a backup in Beis Din anyway. Why waste our tax dollars paying the dayanim? Hey, we got him right here, we got him surrounded. We'll take him out right now. We'll give him skila. We learned the Mishnayos in Nigma Adin. We know where the Beis HaSkil is. All right, we'll bring the picture of Mishnayos, make sure we get it right. And we'll take care of it. Right? So look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Halachim Vav. All right, again, what did we just say? We just said that Reitzeach, we have a lynch mob ready to do it, to take care of the job. Adam gave Masra. He said, Afal Pike. Gotta bring him to Basin. Alright? Pamedar Mamurim. When did the Torah say that the lynch mob can't do this? Bishoovar vi osovi. Shachai below Mrs. Basin. If it's Liachar Maisa, as I would say, Aval Arayneif Achar Chaveva Lahorgai. Even if I feel a bit nashish l'vayde. But before the Ritzicha, it's also fascist. Now, if we were writing the Rambam, Hilchas Ritzicha, right? And for every reason we decided to put Hilchas Ritzicha in the very beginning of Hilchas Ritzicha, right? Would we say, and we wanted to caution people, Pikuach Nefesh, right? We wanted to tell people, you know what, guy's Mechal Shabbos, so you don't take him out, right? Would we ever write, when are we telling you to say that you have to have due process? That's if the guy is dead. But if the victim's not dead yet, don't wait for due process. Is that how we look at it? We would simply say, very, very directly, Pikuach Nefesh Doiche, right? We say very directly, Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin, Latzila Nirif Me'ar Roidev. And so I'm saying, this whole lashon of the Rambam saying, the order of the Rambam, saying there's a Ritzeyach is Chayiv Misa, right? Now I'm going to give you a din. There's a Goel Adam, interesting din. Okay, then another din. That I understand very well. The Rambam says, by the way, there's one Goel Adam, and there's one Bezin. Everybody else is, hands off, bring him to even the Eden. The Edom are going to bring him to Bezin. The Edom are going to be end up causing him. The Edom are sure of their case. The guy said, Afal Pikein. Still, have to have due process. Good, that I understand. Right? I understand it certainly in the way that the Rambam presented Goel Adom. Because the Rambam opened up by saying there is room for what we not due process. Right? Good. So I understand very well. After Chiddush of Goel Adom, the Rambam's got to put the genie back in the bottle and say, guys, due process. Good. Then I understand the Rambam may have wanted to say, I don't know why then exactly, that if you see a murder happening, then Pikuach Nefesh. You got to save the guy's life. Right? So the Rambam has a fascinating mahalach. He says, don't think that you need to have due process when a guy is being murdered. Right? Don't think, from what I just said right now, that you can't kill the murderer after he murdered. Apparently, you might think that you shouldn't save a guy's life. How are you talking? What are you talking about? Who's going to do that? Right? The guys are, is it din of the Selim Damriyecha? The din of Pikuach Nefesh? The Torah gave me a halacha that if I write it in a nirdav, I'm supposed to do Pikuach Nefesh for the nirdav, not for the Raidav. Right? That has to be spelled out. It has to be spelled out because a person may say, you know, Rebbeinu Shalom, it's your world. You have two kinyonim over here. I'm not deciding which kinyon makes it, which kinyon doesn't make it. That's not up for me. That's not for my decision. I can understand a person saying, right, if Nirdav, I don't know what transpired, what brought it about, history, don't know. Let their body, so the Torah has to give me a halacha and says, no. The din of Raidav means you get to, that you the Torah is telling you there's Pikuach Nefesh, that you know when a guy's drowning. There's Pikuach Nefesh, you know when an animal's running after him. So now I'm telling you this Pikuach Nefesh when there's another Jew running after him. But I understand that. But would I ever in my wildest dream have said, when do we say that you have to wait for a due process for Beis Din? That we said that guys who are watching, who just watched a murder, have to bring this guy into the basin and can't lynch him. That's if the murder hasn't happened yet. That we'd never write a sefer that way. We would have probably another chapter. Mitzvah latzil nafshu shel chaveray. We wouldn't even think of putting the din of hatzolus nefashos in the same section as murder, right? We would never say sanction murder, right? sanctioned murder is, we might put, you know, terms of engagement when it comes to war, we might put attack with civilian, maybe, right? Casualties, right? But I don't think we'd put pikuach nefesh in the category of mitzicha muteris. But that's what the Rambam does. And the Rambam is very, very specific by saying, Bamed, what, when did we just say that you can kill somebody without the due process of Bezdin? That is Liachar Maisa. But before Maisa, Kedema Maisa, you can kill somebody without due process. So, Lanias Daiti, what the Rambam is pointing out over here, that Kedem, before the Maisa Ritzicha, the Torah is commissioning every Jew to be, they can finish the sentence, either to be a Goyal Adom Kilo, or to be a Shliach of Beis Din. But Melchor Mamurim, that you have to bring it to Beis Din, B'shavei Yosa. Avol, Haroi Devacha Chaveiro Lehorgoi, the end of the sentence should be, Amol Haroi Devacha Chaveiro Lehorgoi, Afil Haroi Devacha Koton, Beis Din says, go ahead. Instead of saying basis, go ahead. He says, "Have I called Yisrael Matzuma Natzila Nirdav?" So that I'm suggesting that when we built based on the Gemara, based on the Shakal Vitaria, based on the fact that the Gemara says I need to have a lima to teach me, that the din of above Machteres is even on Shabbos. I need to have a din that above Machteres is Lav Davke B'Sayif, right? So if I need to have all of these limudim, and one limud alone isn't, look, it's Pikach Nefesh, it's not a Maisa Beis Din. Apparently not. Apparently you can have a din of Pikach Nefesh, and that's still considered to be something related back to a Maisa Beis Din. So we gave a Hezber. What we said at this point, L'chor, that's Pshat Nesuya, Asaka V'Tarya. But I'm pointing out now that L'chor, the Rambam, introduced that understanding which the Torah gave, which the Gemara gives in the Shakal V'Tarya, Ravina Rashi gave in the Shakal V'Tarya, the Rambam introduced that into this halacha. V'amed V'ar Mamurim, that you have to wait for Beis Din B'Sha'avar. But Koidem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mitzuvah Natzal Nirvan Arvaydeh. But now we understand Umkas Advarim, because you have to be Kaveyu, the right of the Nirdifis. So there is a decision has to be made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Metzuvan Lahatzil, that implies that Kol Yisrael Metzuvan to do what normally would be a Maisa base. So I'm just pointing out that what we were medayik in the Lashon HaSugya, the Rambam seems to introduce in this halacha book. Right? And then certainly when you connect that with Shekol HaChoyshe Lakos Chaveiro HaKoya Memisa, so you're making, that's a real judgment call. That this Maisa he's doing is revealing to me his Machshava, whatever it is, the psychologist of it. What is from a Maisa, you know what his Machshava is. So obviously it means it has to be a very, very clear Maisa. But what the Rambam is saying, it's not the Maisa per se, which is transforming this person to a Reidev. It's not the Maisa per se, which is Meichal, Hashem. Because if the Maisa, because when it comes to Habama Machteres, it's the Maisa Gneva, which is Meichal Hashem. It's the fact that it's a kind of Gomer, right? And that's, I'll bring this back. The last Rashi, Olma, Mishund, Mechaskin, and Lei, Roidev, Lei Boy Asra. But at the end of the day, it's Mechaskin and Lei Roidev. We are establishing with the Roidev. The events are Mechel Shem Roidev. Right? Good. What had I heard before?
Yeah, I just thought that from the Rambam, it seemed like when we're looking at the Rambam, just the way we're looking, when we go from the transition of from Halacha Aleph down to Halacha Vav, it seems like the Rambam is saying, like what Rebbe was saying, that originally everyone has rishus to sort of like take the law into their own hands. Then we come in and we impose this concept of Beis Din where people can't and Beis Din has to do it.
Right.
But we're subtracting from that the time before anyone has, meaning you might have
thought
that Beis Din, but that means that we're, it seems like we're moving, when does Beis Din's authority kick in?
Yeah.
After there's already actually a Maisa.
Correct.
Before that, Beis Din has no authority. It says no Shaykhs to Beis Din.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So why are we giving a Shaykhs to a Din Beis Din before that?
So what you're saying is correct. Everything's correct. But as Effie invoked the Bris Mahalach on Sunday, but this is what the Gemara says. This is what we have. Right? Those are the facts. So we have to be mazur with the facts. The fact is that the Rambam represents it that way. Alright? Now again, it's not all locked up because there are Mefarshei Rambam who will explain that this is the Rambam organized it for some practical reason. Sorry, I'm not sure how to do it in this case. Right? But I can't say I don't think I would build in this deacon the Rambam. But once we've seen the Shakutai of the Sugya, and then you see the Rambam, so then what you think is 100%, the presentation of the Rambam is Ki'ilu, that the Roidef is, right, is your exception to the rule of a so based, once we explained it the way we did, we can understand where the Rambam's going.
Even though he seems to be saying that Beis Din's authority only kicks in after the Ma'aseh, meaning before that there's no Bamed Bar Mamurim, that Beis Din Shayech when he's under,
yeah,
something that was
because that's what the Rambam was pointing out, Shenemar. They have another din that kicks in. A pasuk. So it's not only an exception. It's not just an exception. It's that there's another din of pikuach nefesh, which now sort of removes it from the as long, if a murder took place, then it would be out to make Yerbecha. If a murder hasn't taken place, then it's Pikuach Nefesh.
So why does the Rambam phrase the beginning of Bob the way he does?
I think it's a Gevaldik Akasha. I'm suggesting that's what the Rambam is doing, because the Rambam is pointing out that there still is a Maisa Bezen Shenimsa Kolecha Vecharovim.
And he says Shechayv of Mises Beis Din. It seems you're not Chayv of Mises Beis Din. Meaning this thing that the Roidif is doing isn't,
yeah,
considered Mises Beis Din. Because he didn't do something that's Chayv of Mises Beis
Din. That's correct. That's correct. I mean, that's Hemis. Yeah. Effie?
So we're saying now that even though Harigas HaRodif is not Mishnah Matzalah,
Whoa, no, forget it. Kol Yisrael Mitzuvim, Hatzilah Nirdef, Miyad HaRoidif.
We're trying to make this extension of Beis Din, right? Because he has the Machshava to kill, so again,
the best I can do to answer that question is that the killing the Roidev is a Din of Bikuach Nefesh. Right? But there still has to be determined who the Roidev is. Now, sometimes they patently clear. Sometimes they above machteres. So then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the schus to determine who the Roidev is. Zorach Olam Shemesh. Alright?
How could Rashi be a raya that, you know, Bezen, that Rashi was on machteres yasaras means that you don't need anymore. You have what you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, he's early because he's digging into the machteres.
The two ways to say machteres zui hasaras. Either the Torah is saying you don't need hasra, or the Torah is saying you need hasra and this is hasra. Right? Either one is good. Machteros is asra could mean the code word for, in this case, asra's unnecessary. Right? Or it could be we always need asra. Whatever purpose asra there is. Asra could be to mafkim in Spain, Russia, and Tzadik. Hasra could be to be able to determine the degree of hazoda, how it is amazing, right? Hasra could be that he's meisir atzmai matlamisa, right? If a guy is tunneling into somebody else's house, so he is telling us that he's amazing, right? He's telling us he's a big meisir, he's willing to kill for it, and he's telling us that he's matlamisa. So it's two ways of saying it.
Why is there a suffix? Especially for the Rambam, why is there a suffix as to who the Rodif is? We know the Machteres is Rodif.
Yeah, you know, correct.
So you don't need a Kfiyas of Bezin. You don't need Bezin to come in and label him the Rodif.
Correct. You know, when I say Kfiyas Bezin, I'm saying that obviously I need a Bezin, but a job that's usually done by Bezin is being done by a layman over here. Now, what you're saying, in this case, the Torah says you should know this is the Roidev, right? Now, why do I need the Torah to teach me? So that's what I would say, what I would suggest, because if the Nirdev could choose to run, and then no one's killing. So what put this into the parsha? What shifted this from parsha of Gneva to the parsha of Ritzicha? Was it the Bom Machteris? It's the Nignev, right? Is it the thief or the Meshugan of Balabos who was willing to give up his life? Risk his life. The Torah is telling us, I want you to know, we're being kaveh, the Bob Machteris is the right in this case.
But how can, but the Balabais is not even, the fact that he's Omin al Mamono doesn't make him a Rodif. Right?
Well, I mean, that's correct. All right now, but is that logically clear? Is it logically clear that if Reuven, I have a brig in the house, and I could stay upstairs in the bedroom, call 911, no harass, no, breathe quietly, right? Let him clean up the first floor, right? I decide to take a club, right? Baseball bat, and I decide to go down. Nope. So, who's the writer for me? The Ghana, if we're going to come and go, Take his loot in the getaway car, and the Balabosa decided to ramp up the. I'm not talking about ethics, morally. I'm talking about from a pure logical perspective. Is it so clear? Okay. And could you argue so clearly that it's clear that one is? So the Torah says yes. The Torah says that he was bought lirdoif. The Torah, that's what the Rambam's lashon is. He comes with this machshava. That makes him do right. That's the Torah's kaveh the din. But if I wouldn't have a pasuk, would it be so clear to me what the halach is? If I wouldn't have a pasuk, would it be so clear to me? If I'm the third party, I live in the house next door, in the apartment, and I hear what's going on. Is it so clear to me what I'm supposed to do? Then I'm supposed to. I also should take a baseball bat, right? Or is my job to come in with a flat screen and tell the Nignav, it's all yours, let him go. What's my job? One second. There?
Just to get things more clear, is the last Rashi of Zuyas Raso, meaning that we assume that he's a rode? That's what.
No, the Torah tells us to be Maxikim. The din is that we're Maxikim and we're curated.
So then what is the Rabbi coming to teach us? If we know that he's for sure a Hori, then we don't need to bring him to Basin, then we can then end that anyone can just come and kill him?
I don't think the Rashi and the Rambam are directly locking horns. I think what the Rashi is pointing out to us, that once we establish him as a Roidev, so then he doesn't, then there is no longer a requirement for Hasra. We've established him, so what Hasra would normally do, we've done without Hasra. What I'm building on this Rashi is the Lashon of Machzkinon, right? Machzkinon means we establish him. Without us establishing him, he's not a Roidev. That's what I'm pointing on this Rashi. That's what I'm medayik on this Rashi. The language of Mechaskin only. All right? Nasa.
The being the third party without having the Torah's Chazaka, is really, the Baal HaBayis doesn't want to kill. He just wants to retain his possessions.
Even though he may have to kill to do so. The Ganav doesn't want to kill either. The Ganav also just wants, he would much rather just walk away with the flat screen.
No, but the Ganav comes in saying, I'm going to kill.
Right, and the Baal HaBayis, when he picks up the bat, he says...
Baal HaBayis just wants the guy to leave.
But...
That doesn't make him a roadie.
If the Ganav hasn't read the script, right, and he decides to stick around and fight, the Baal HaBayis has made a decision also. All right. Again, I'm not defending the idea that the Baal HaBayis is a roidev. What I'm defending is that it's just not so poshut. It's not so poshut that there is a situation where it's very poshut when they're already engaged, right? But before they're engaged, it's not so poshut what's supposed to happen. Halacha lemaisa. If a guy's calling from the third floor and he calls up his rav, he says, "The burglar downstairs in my building. What should I do?" The rav's not going to say, "Take a bat, go ahead and get in there." He's going to say, "Lie low, 911. Is there a fire escape?" And he's like, "Get out of the right." No. Go ahead.
Rashi, Gufa, and the Rambam are both ones who said that the Baal HaBayis isn't planning on killing anybody anyway. That for them it is pashut that there's only one rodev.
Correct. I'm correct. That's correct. That the would make according to I'm bringing the Yad Ramon the Ran only to show that logically there is it's not so clear who one could argue. That it's not so clear the right of it. Just as the Arsameach said that when the Roidev responds to the third party and tries to kill the third party, I need direction as to who in this case is the Roidev and the Nirdev is. As long as the Roidev picked the fight with the Nirdev and he's running to kill the Nirdev, I know who the Roidev and the Nirdev is. Once the third party is now getting involved and trying to take out the Roidev, so I need Alima to tell me, in this case, the original Roidev is still the Roidev. All right? Good. Now let's go weiter into the new sugya, into the new mini sugya. So now we're going to focus on the din of Katan and Uber. Right, as this will be, we'll begin the limud of Rav Chaim, and then Rishim tomorrow. Rav Chaim is—it's a very, very rich Rav Chaim. Every Rav Chaim is very rich. But in this case, what I mean is that in the context of learning, it's very rich in the Chazon Ish, which takes Rav Chaim to task. Those who have the Chazon Ish with the Rambam with the Gilyonis at the back, well, it can find an interesting Chazon Ish. It's very hard to read, but it's an interesting idea. If you're machaven the Chazon Ish, you'll understand the Chazon Ish. And then many of the postmen discuss this in terms of abortion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses this with Chaim and argues that we should not follow Rav Chaim halacha l'maisa. It's a very, very important Rav Chaim that's made its way from Lomdus halacha l'maisa as well. So we'll begin the limud right now. So Omer Avuna. Amar Avuna, Katan Haroidev Nita Latziloi Ben Avshay. Have a precocious Rachman Litzlan, a kid, a Katan Haroidev. Rav Huna says he is also a Roidev. The din of Roidev applies to a Katan. Right, this opens up a parsha to us that we will, once you do the Rav Chaim, so then, next, please learn Ayin Gimel and Aleph. because we can only finish up Roidev, we can only finish up Machteres by beginning the Sugi of Roidev. And then through Ayin Gimel and Aleph, Mitzvah will circle back and finish up the Sugi of Asra. Okay? So Katan HaRoidev is like a Minchas Chinuch's kind of Sugi, Minchas Chinuch's angle in a Sugi. Because Katan cannot be Chayiv Oinshin. A Katan can't be held responsible for responding to Asra. So once you talk about Katan HaRoidev, and you talk about responding to a Maisa per se, a Maisa without Mashom, without Das, Katan HaRoidev Nitan Latzilei V'Nafshei, the Katan HaRoidev is also surrendering his own life. That's Rav Huna's din. Kosovar, so therefore the Gemara says Rav Huna must hold Roidev Einoi Tzorach Asra. Because if you require Asra, that means you require Das. Hasra, basically, the most simplest level, Hasra is Lahavchin Bein Tzadik LeRasha. Hasra means that the person knows what's happening. The person knows he's doing something awesome. Right? So he can't be a Katan. The Katan will say, what are you quoting Psukim for me? I'm a Katan Achayv in Psukim. Achayv in Mitzvahs. Right? Well, Hasra. Hasra means I'll take it to Beis Din. I'm a Katan. Right? Kodun, it's the Havkin Bein Mezid L'Shegeg. Kodun will say, I can never be a Mezid. So if Kodun HaRoidev Nitzel Hilan Avshoy, he could not require Asra as one of the requirements of being Mechel Shem Roidev. Not talking about Bamachteris. And once you hold Ein Tzorach Asra, Loishna God Loishna Katan, you're not going to have a din where a God requires a son of Katan to have Asra. Right? Even though we have such a din, it's called Uber, right? So that's Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna holds Katan Nidl Tzorach Nafshoi, that means Roidev Ein Tzorach Asra. Eis V'chiz L'Rav Huna. Right? And the Gemara is going to come back and discuss, we'll come back and discuss this issue, right? That I was raising before. Is Rav Huna saying, Machterosai Zui Asraosai, and therefore I disagree with this Tana, holding the other Tana? Or is this saying, even Bo Machteros doesn't require Asra? Right? And therefore, this is my sheet. And I come back to that, not for now. Om Rav Huna, Kotan HaRoidev, Nidl Tzorach Nafshoi, Eisvei, Rav Chizdil Rav Huna, Amishnen Olois. Can we get a bit clicking on?
Sure.
No. Not sure what that is. So Olois, Zion.
It'll be
Mishnah. No. See? For first, this will be our introduction into all this.
Taurus.
Zion. Zion. Hey. Nothing being said to learn the mitzvah mesechta through the seventh and seventh. That's what I'm involved in. Ha'isha shehei makshi maksha lele. Right? We're discussing over here. The context over here is in Rachmana Litzlan, the woman has a miscarriage. Right? What's the halacha of tumas hameis? The results from the uber, from the fetus, the born. The child. So the last mission of this is Ha'isha Shimaksha Lele, the woman who's in labor. Mechatchen esavlad bimei'eho. Umoitzien oisoi eivorim. Bibnesha chayeho koid min lechayov. And that's the context of the Mishnah. Rachmana Litzlan, the the mother is in danger of losing her life. All right? The mother is in danger of losing her life. So what's the halacha? So if it means losing the Uber, lose the Uber. If it means mechatan in the Gemara's time, it happens now also sometimes, Rahman al-Islam, that if the mother is makshulei, she's having trouble getting the child out. And the doctors say that it's threatening her life. So she can't get the child out. So they have to go in and get the child out. That might, if they can get the child out alive, obviously they do that. But let's say it means that they can't bring the child out alive. So then that's halacha. Wait, see, no, you say bar me bar. What's the basis for this din? Because her life takes precedence. What's the basis for life taking precedence?
Yeah,
what's that? It's the doctor.
She's a
the doctor is doing it. She's not doing it.
She's in real life, and this non-living thing is being ready for her.
So you already took a non-pro-life stand, right?
in the full sense. You know,
okay, understand. Understand where you're coming from, but Mordechai said it makes sense, but you see how Mordechai imposed his understanding on the Lashon, because the Lashon of the Mishnahs are both alive, but her life comes first. Her life takes precedence.
We need to differentiate between them.
Could be Yotza Rubai, but now rave of the child has been delivered already. And Machlaik is exactly what's called delivery. But Yotza Rubai, a Noigin boy, we don't touch the baby. In other words, right now, the mother and baby are still locked horns. We're assuming it's one or the other. Right?
The Gemara says Rosha.
So the Gemara says, all right, that's a detail in later. That's a detail in what's called later. Then we'll get caught up with later. So Yotza Rubai, right? You need to see a tight.
But
that's not the issue, right? So Ein Neugen, it's an issue, but it's not our issue right now. There is going to be a point in time when we're going to move one off of the other. Whatever that point in time is, not important for us right now. Halacha Lamais is important, but not for in the Lumbus, it's not important. Yotza Rubai. Ein Neugen boy, can't touch him. Why? Shein doich in nefesh v'nei nefesh. Because, and that's what led Mordechai to say, well, apparently, chayel koyim lechayev is not the same thing as doich in nefesh v'nei nefesh. Now we say ein doich in nefesh v'nei nefesh. Rambam pirush mishnayis. This needs no comment. Right? Anybody can figure this one out. Right? Eisvei Rav Chisda l'Rav Huna. Rav Chisda l'Kash Rav Huna. How can you say Kotan ha-roideif nitan latzilei ben nafshoi? Right, it does not require us from. It's the Maisa, right? It's not the Maisa done by Mazid. Once you say Koton, that means we're looking at a Maisa. If it would be a Godol, oh, we're looking at a Maisa with the Machshav, with Kavona, with Mazid. No. Koton means Ein Torah Hasra. Why? That means no Das. That means the Maisa of the Koton per se. If I can identify the Koton being a Maisa Redifa, Nitan latzila benafshi eisvei. So Rav Chisda says to Rav Huna, one second, yotzer roishai. It's a cotton. Ein lecha cotton yosef mizeh. Right? Yotzer roishai. Ein eigen boy. Have you said right, Dave? No. Lefi shein dechen nefesh mei nefesh. But my right, Dave? Right. So vayis tochais the word. Rav Huna was Rav Chisda saying to Rav Huna. The what? It's not the Maisa per se, right? Right?
There is a
Maisin.
Ain't Neugen boy. Lisha ain't Deichen, why he's a Braidei, and we're not taking him out. So Rav Chisda will say, yeah, because Radif has to be amazing, has to have Machshava, has to have Asra. Right? So here you have a two-minute-old baby. Can't give it Asra. Not a Braidei. Stand back. Shev al Tasa.
Doesn't say Asra.
Right?
Amaisa.
That's what he's saying. Amai Braidei fo. So the Rav Chiz is saying to him, Lishi Toscha, you know, can't find the Mishnah. Lishi Toscha, we know who the right Eif is. 2 minutes ago, we knew who the right Eif was. So what changed now?
I don't understand the comparison. By the Katan, even though he might not have a Havlochik, the Maisa that he does is in his Maisa, it still is a Maisa.
Meaning, and here over here what? Over here what?
Change. And like he did something.
And now?
This baby isn't doing anything. Put in
the
situation.
That's the terrace. The terrace is this kid's not doing anything at all. This kid is just an agent of the Tzayin Aboyre. Mamish, no Bechira, nothing. Right? So again, look at the steps. The steps understand the cash and the terrace. The Shakal Vitaria. What's the Shakal Vitaria? Shakal Vitaria is that Rav Chisda says to Rav Huna, Kota, you're telling me a chiddush. Kota narayit nitma nafshay. No, it's not true. Because this 2 minute born baby is our kota narayit. So the halacha should be nitan latzil v'nafshay. How do you know he's a narayit? Because 2 minutes ago when he was inside, we said, what was the lashon? Chayel koyim lechayev. That means he's a raidev. It's his life or her life. That's Radifa. So 2 minutes ago we said we knew who the raidev and the nerev was, and now we're saying nothing's changed. He's still the raidev. She's still the nerev, right? Right. Before we said simple language, we said simple translation. Chayel koyim lechayev means he is chayim and she is chayim. Right? We're making a decision who gets to live. On what basis? So you say seniority. You say chazaka. It's not true. We never say seniority when it comes to. So the Gemara, so Rav Chisda says to Rav Huna, because one's a right, one's a nirdav. I don't need any more his beirim. But then 2 minutes later, still the narrative. She's still the narrative. And all of a sudden we say, Neugen boy, Sheval Taisa, you don't know who to take. So that means, and Rav Huna's response is, he doesn't say, not a life, is a life. He doesn't say, it's not Radifa. He doesn't say, he says, everything says correct. Only in this particular case, Misha Maya Karad Filet, if it's an interesting idea. If it's a 10-year-old kid without Bechira, so apparently we say, no, he's a Raidev. But if in this particular case, we say, here it's clear to us. A 10-year-old kid without Bechira, he was wound up by somebody else, but a two-minute-old baby, we say, Mishamayka Radfilei. So, now we say, because we shemaya korat filet, we say deich nefesh nefesh. How does it become philosophers? Right? Become we say the Rebbe Shmuel, what are you supposed to do? So the cash is obvious. So why do we say we shemaya korat filet before? The same shemaya korat filet.
What does that phrase mean?
What is
that? What
does
it literally mean? That phrase
means the Rebbe Shmuel is doing the
Radif. Which case are we trying to compare it to? Why? How come we didn't say Mishamayim by what?
In the case when the baby's inside still.
Why is that an epish?
I mean, that you are imposing that. What you're saying is probably correct, but that's your pshat. That's right. The Mishnah said Chayev Kamin Chayev. Right. So you're explaining, and even though it would be totally logical to say the Rebbeinu Shlom decided that a non-nefesh is now being reif a nefesh. So apparently, 2 minutes from now, in 2 minutes, when it's one, using your terms, one nefesh, being reif a nefesh, and we say, Rebbeinu Shlom is taking care of this, Shev al Taisa. 2 minutes ago, when the same Rebbeinu Shlom decided to be reif the same woman with a non-nefesh, you said, we know what to do. But now, the same Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same Cheshbon, the same Din, you don't know what to do.
Hezra
Dvarim.
Better
question versus Kodesh.
Is that?
This one's a meaning before.
Is that enough or just glass finisher?
It's like a rachayim.
It's like cutting off an arm.
No, I wouldn't say, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say
that. It's like cutting off an arm. Say goodbye.
So what you're really telling me, though, is the Gemara shouldn't have said Mishmaim Karad Filet.
No, he's never wrong.
No, it's against the Katan.
Yeah.
But when it's Uber, it's Yatzar Rubor, Yatzar Rosho, that's Mishmaya Karatvile. That's what we have to understand for it.
Oh, Rabbi's asking why isn't it Trikotvile?
I'm saying, what's Nevish versus like an arm, and this is Nevish versus a Katan. So you have to explain the difference between a Katan and half out Uber.
Harezu Mitzvah Sloy Sase, Shalochus Ala Nevish Aradif. Lefichach, Chayru Chachamim, Sheubra, Sheimak, Shelelei, Mutter Lachlech, Uber Me'ao, Vein Besam, Vein Beyad, Neshukir, Roidef, Acher Lohargam. Isn't that interesting? The Rambam did not say that Uber, Sheimak, Shelelei, that, look, it's not a nefesh. The Rambam said, he's stuck at Roidef. V'im mishahoytzi roishoy ein noigin boy shein doichin nefesh v'nei nefesh v'zehu tivu shaloi lom.
By comparison, nefesh v'nei nefesh.
Okay. Now you're set up to learn to set
the Rambam. Very good chafagini on there also.
Okay, we can have mincha then set.